heard that before.
No, but I'm serious. I saw people driving because of the traffic.
We can do 30 seconds tonight.
It's like, oh, there's empty, you know, empty space there. It was like that lady that drove on the sidewalk to get around a school bus here.
There was
And the third one talks about how.
Next door, some older woman, she stepped on the gas instead of the brake and turned the brake.
That happens. My mother-in-law did that in their garage. That's when we took the keys away.
To say, hey, never mind.
You know, it's sad when that happens.
So what's the type, like, what's the bottom line? No sugar?
Party.
Well.
Lower carb.
Different people have different reactions, and the longer you can do it.
I was telling me what the definition of
original
is.
My uncle drove until he was 95. He didn't hit too many things. So far as I know.
My dad's 92.
Is he driving?
Very little. Very, very little. He lives in a senior.
So where does he drive to?
He drives around the village, if you will, where he is. Or he can drive half a mile over to the community center. Or like our.
Is he staying?
Well, we're glad that that's all he's doing. He doesn't go outside, really, drive on the normal set of streets. If he does, it's like.
He doesn't leave the confines of the.
Yeah, of the village.
The village?
No.
It's very hard to give that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Situations where they.
I remember when we took the keys away from my wife's aunt. It was like, oh my God! It was like we sentenced her to jail. And she couldn't even see. I don't know what. And she got in the car. I don't know what she can see other than the steering wheel. She would need a periscope to drive.
Truly frightening.
It's not, yeah. Well, it's going to happen.
Diversity 101.
Look at his produce. Which he brings to Francis.
His harvest. Well, this is, he's getting ready for Sukkot. It's a harvest festival. You're gonna hang these in your sukkah? That tomato's like an eggplant.
You have to have a
piece of mozzarella.
It's about like a soccer ball.
That's right, for a nice compressor.
Bees?
No, it's different.
Really? I'm not sure that I would. Well, I'm allergic to bee sticks, so I don't think I'd be taking that on. I don't think I'd be taking that one on.
Right, so.
Particularly.
Correlation causation.
Yep. Call a meeting to order. It's 8, isn't it? No? I have 8. Okay, it's 8 o'clock on my cell phone. The meeting's called to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great. Anna, will you call the roll, please? Braverman?
Here.
Kluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Here.
Duber?
Here.
Bonk?
Here.
Klein?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Thank you. Tonight we'll start with Resolution 2013-8, a resolution honoring Louis Havancic for his dedication and service to Orange Village. Lou was unable to be here this evening. But he did tell me to tell everybody, thank you very much for the honor. And he's sorry he couldn't make it. So we're going to mail him his resolution. Do I have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you. And I'm going to read his resolution since everybody contributed very nicely to it. It says, a resolution honoring Louis Havancik for his dedication and service to Orange Village. Whereas Louis Havancik began his service with Orange Village on February 1st, 1996, and whereas Mr. Havancik served as Orange Village Building Commissioner through July 13th, and whereas Mr. Havancik obtained the certification of Orange Village Building Department by the Board of Building Standards of the State of Ohio for commercial construction, providing the highest level of service to property owners seeking to establish businesses in Orange Village, and whereas the certification of a building department by a village is rare in the state of Ohio, which speaks highly of Mr. Havancik, and the esteem in which it is held by the Ohio Board of Building Standards, and whereas Mr. Havancik has brought a wealth of professional knowledge and practical understanding of construction industry necessary with the community to provide a resident-friendly building process, and whereas Mr. Havancik's strict adherence to standards and genial demeanor served the village exceptionally well for 17 years, and whereas Mayor Kathy Mulcahy expressed her admiration for Mr. Havancik as follows. Lou Havancik was the right building commissioner for Orange Village. He is very knowledgeable and professional, yet approachable and helpful to our residents. There was a lot of growth during Lou's tenure, and he made sure the construction and reconstruction maintained the community's high standards. Lou's easygoing style and pleasant personality will be missed. This is the first time in over 26 years there won't be a Havancik to rely on in Orange Village, as brother Steve Havancik began serving the village in 1988 as a village engineer. I will miss Lou Havancik very much, but wish him and his family all the best in his future endeavors. Whereas Councilmember Jug Klein expressed his respect and esteem for Mr. Havancik, as Lou Havancik has represented Orange Village in a manner consistent with the values of the community and offering service to those engaging the building department. As a member of the Architectural Board of Review and Planning Commission, I have worked with Lou for nearly a dozen years. In his role as chief building official for the village, he has brought a wealth of professional knowledge and practical understanding of the construction industry necessary for a community to provide a resident-friendly building process. Lou has always conducted himself in a fair and professional manner, providing insight and flexibility where issues arise and code decisions or interpretations were required. I offer my full support of the resolution honoring his service to the village. Whereas the mayor and council desire to memorialize the occasion of Mr. Havancik's retirement by spreading upon the record of the village council this resolution to honor Mr. Havancik for his service to the village. Now therefore it be resolved that by the Council of Orange Village, Cuyahoga County, State of Ohio, the mayor and council on behalf of all the people of Orange Village hereby express their sincere gratitude to Lou Havancik for his outstanding public service and dedication to Orange Village and wish him the greatest success with his future endeavors. That actions of this council concerning and relating to the passage of this legislation were adopted in open meeting of council, and that all deliberations of this council and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Chapter 105 of the Codified Ordinances of Orange Village. And this resolution will be in full effect at the earliest period by law. Anna, can you call the roll, please?
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. All right, next we have a motion to confirm Adam Babinski as part-time firefighter paramedic. Mayor, would you like to introduce him?
Yes, I sure would. What I'd like to say is a little background. We have authorization from council to have 50 firefighters on the roster plus 7 officers, so that's a full force of 57. With the addition of these two tonight, we will have 41. So. Thought you'd want to know that. And then just a real brief little history. When the Orange Village Fire Department for many years has operated basically as a neighborhood local department where we've tried to draw from nearby because we depended on call-ins. And so we used to have many residents or more residents on our department. Well, over the years, the training requirements for firefighters has become far more demanding and specialized. Our residents are busy working careers and families and don't have the time to get the kind of training that they need. With our police and our service department being cross-trained, we have coverage during the day, and we've gone to three-person staffing at night. So what I'm trying to explain is we've gone to a far more professionally trained department than we had for a couple decades. In that light, what we have tonight are two very, very fine young men who have completed all of their training, and I'll talk about Adam Bobinski first. Adam, the first one is, that's Adam. Adam is a graduate of Auburn Career Center as a paramedic and as a Tri-C Fire Academy. He has his 240 school certification. Adam also graduated East Lake North High School. By the time they get to me, what I like to say is by the time they get to me, they've been so thoroughly screened and vetted by all of our professionals, both on the police department and on the fire department. Many of the officers have screened them. That I just basically get to put the stamp on how we're a friendly community and we expect high service and just all the niceties. But one thing we know for sure about Adam is having worked at the Lyndhurst Fire Department with our Lieutenant Fisher, we know much more about him than we do many because Lieutenant Fisher has had the opportunity to watch him in practice since Adam has been with the city of Lyndhurst from 1999 until the present time. And Adam is married and has one son, two sons. And do you want to take Adam individually and then I'll talk about Samson?
Sure, and how do you want to do the swearing in individually?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have a motion to confirm Adam?
Motion made.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Thank you, Mr. Baum, for a second. Anybody have any questions or comments before we call the roll? None? Anna, will you please call the roll?
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Thank you. Well, come on up. Congratulations. And you'll take your oath right here in front of the mayor. And anybody, you're welcome to come all the way.
Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the State of Ohio. The rules, regulations, and charter of Orange Village. And that I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially discharge my duties as a firefighter paramedic in Orange Village, State of Ohio, during my continuance in said office. Congratulations, welcome aboard.
Congratulations, welcome.
Congratulations, welcome.
Thank you.
Our second candidate to be a member of our very fine fire department is Samson Williams Strausser. Okay, that's Samson. Taking professionalism to an entirely new high, Samson graduated number one in his fire academy class and was recently promoted to lieutenant at the City of Bedford Heights Fire Department, where he has been working since the year 2000. Again, he knows some of our department members, and so they know firsthand of the good work that he can do in that capacity. Samson is a graduate of Cuyahoga Valley Christian Academy, the University of Akron, where he majored, for 1 year he studied mechanical engineering, and then he got his 240 firefighters from Cuyahoga Community College. Where'd you get your paramedic from?
Akron General,
okay. In addition to working at the City of Bedford Heights, he has also worked as a dispatcher for the Hudson Police Department, and in his part-time he has taught Logic 2.
Actually, I subbed today.
So he still serves as a teacher at the Heritage Study Center. Samson is proficient in word processing, spreadsheet, email, and internet. internet. So imagine he'll get involved with some of the administrative activities as well in our department. And he likes us to know that he's outgoing and friendly with coworkers and the public.
Great.
So number one in his graduating class, and now he's going to be part of our fire department with your confirmation and vote.
Great, thank you. Do I have a motion to confirm Sampson?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr.
Second.
Duber. Thank you, Mr. Bonk. Any questions or comments? Okay, Anna?
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Thank you. Congratulations. Come on up, too. You're all welcome to stay for the rest of our meeting. It's riveting.
But you don't have to.
Next, I need a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of July 31st, 2013.
Motion made.
Thank you, Mrs. Cluter. A second? Thank you, Mr. Klein. Thank you. And anybody have any questions, comments, changes?
Only one minor suggestion. It's more of a typo notion on page 2, under, say it was motion to change the wording of section 1175, blah, 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 quote, uses of government, blah, blah, blah.
Can't hear you, Ken.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you are either. Motion
oh, I'm
to
sorry.
Change the wording in the middle
I
of page?
Need, on page 2, middle of page 2, motion to change the wording of section 1175.05A1 to, quote, uses of government, that section?
Yeah.
Okay, there needs to be a close quote in the second page.
Close
a second
quote.
On the second sentence after Orange Village purposes, close quote.
Close quote. Anna?
I'm writing it down.
All right. I have it circled here if you want my copy. Mrs. Cluter made a motion and Mr. Klein seconded it. And no other changes? Also, just so you know, if you do notice typos, they could be brought up here, but you can also email the clerk when you notice them, too.
Okay.
The typos do not change the content of any legislation that we are passing, which is
no.
good to know. God bless you, whoever sings, Mr. Bonk. Anna, can you call the roll for the minutes?
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Thank you. Next, I need a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of August 7th, 2013.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr.
Second.
Klein. Thank you, Mr. Alfred. Any changes to this? These minutes? None? Anna?
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yep.
This
Klein?
Is the August 7th meeting? I
yeah.
abstained.
Yes.
August 7th, yes.
Item 8. August 7th. Did you say yes, Mr. Bonk?
I said abstained.
Abstained,
oh,
okay.
I was the one I was.
Klein?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Okay.
Great. I need a motion to approve the treasurer's report of June 2013, please. I'll make a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Mr. Bloom, how about you fill everybody in? We did not, yeah, we didn't discuss it tonight. Did anybody have any questions or comments about June's reports? Because we're going to catch up with July's anyway.
I assume that July will take in much of what's, because we'll talk about July.
Right. I still need them, we still need to approve them separately.
Yeah.
So we can discuss it in the July's. Nobody objects? All right, Anna?
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next, a motion to approve the treasurer's report of July 2013. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Now, Mr. Bloom.
Okay, I just had a few points to show you on page one, the summary page. The most important thing, if you look at the top line, the general fund, and you compare January 1st through July 31st, you see that we've increased the general fund by $323,000. And we had budgeted on basically a balanced budget, so that's about $300,000 that we had not expected. As a point of comparison, a year ago at this point, we were down $150,000 from January through July, so quite a turnaround. The only other major number on page one, the summary page, is the $385,000 in the July expense column in the capital improvement fund, and that is all for the service department building, mainly construction costs. On the revenue page, page one, there are three main items, and all of good news. If you look at the income tax line, the main orange income tax, you see that's well over our expected level at this point. That's the primary reason that we are about $320,000 ahead of where we thought we'd be. Another unexpected item that came in this month, was in July, we got $37,000 from the Workers' Comp Bureau as a refund on our premium from last year. We had not budgeted on that. We weren't aware of that. And the only other item, it does not show here yet. It came in just about a week ago. We got another $70,000 in estate tax that, again, we had not expected. It was a revision of the 2011 and 12 filings. So that was $70,000 that we've received, and we still have about $44,000 that the county's holding that we will get in October. So that'll probably finish it for just about finish it for the year, but that'll bring us to about $350,000 in estate tax for 2013. And on the expense side, we're kind of about where we've been all along. After 7 months, roughly, if every month was even, we'd be at about 58% spending-wise. We are in the general fund, we are at 56% through July. So we're below budget on the expense side and quite a bit over our expected levels on the revenue side. So. Any questions? Or?
And can I just add that percentage wouldn't be under or at target if anything was awry in June's treasurer report? So it's a good litmus test for us. Anybody have any questions? None? Okay, Anna?
Okay, Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next, I need a motion to approve the tax administrator's report for July 31st, 2013. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. And I think we'll have Dave come up for the August ones, if there's no objections, to talk about both months. All right. Anna, will you call the roll, please?
Braverman? Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next thing, a motion to approve the tax administrator's report for August 31st. Is there a motion? Thank you, Mr. Klein. Second? Mr. Alfred, thank you. And Dave, will you come and fill us in with the good news?
Okay. The numbers on this report are the main reason the treasurer's report has such positive balances in the general fund. There is a little bit of a timing issue on this report for August. If you see Mitch's note, collections in August 2012 were very low due to RITA collections. But so if you look at the very bottom line, 2012 versus 13, they're a little bit deceiving, but they do show that the economy has come back quite a bit. If you look at the individual taxpayer column, we are up about $339,000 over a year ago at this point. And in business net profits, we're up about $74,000 almost over a year ago.
But that will smooth out next month when...
Some of that will wash out, right. And again, in the gross taxes collected column, which is the total of everything, it shows that we're about $419,000 ahead of last year. And it looks like a little over $100,000 that will probably wash out in timing-wise. The number at the bottom, though, doesn't need to be adjusted. And it does show that we're up about $270,000 over our budgeted figure. And that is an actual number. And compared to July, that number was $259,000. So it increased even further in August, up to $270,000.
Thank you.